It was so kind of Fred to be my guide at the Asian festival in Chinatown. We had such a wonderful time together. Please send him my thanks for introducing me to all those people. It was just the break I needed to help me deal with all the stress of my father's illness. Li Feng Quan. This is Isabel. I was wondering, can you come in a little earlier tomorrow to your shift? Because I'd like to discuss something with you. All right, see you tomorrow. What do you think of the card, Fred?
Look, Isabel, I wouldn't be surprised if you started to lecture me on who I can see and what I can do. But the point is, you just don't get it. I mean, Mr. Kwan's son, he just got here and he doesn't know a soul. And he's about to lose his father. So, yes, I offered to introduce him to some people in the Chinese community. And we did go to the festival in Chinatown. But honestly, I don't see any harm in that. I mean, the cards speak for itself. Look, I obviously did nothing wrong. He enjoyed himself, and he appreciated what I did for him.
Okay, Fred. Let's back up a moment to the last meeting we had about the Patel family. If you recall, we talked about putting yourself into compromising situations. I know you had the best of intentions, but as I said then, you crossed the line on several accounts.
Okay.
It's the second time we're having this discussion. So I have to let you know that this time I'm putting an incident report in your file.
Are you serious?
And I have to warn you that if you're interested in continuing to volunteer in this institution, you need to decide right now if you're going to follow the rules. I'd like you to read paragraph 2 of your job description, where it talks about the shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, they say 4 hours per day, 1 day per week on the palliative care unit.
Mm-hmm.
So in view of what happened, this is how we're going to proceed. For the next month, I'll be monitoring all your activities very closely. And at the end of the month, let's say June 28th, we'll meet again.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you on June 28th then.
Have a good day. Hey June, it's Isabel. Do you know who put these pretty flowers on my desk? There doesn't seem to be any card.
I sure do. It was Mr. Kwan's son, Li Feng. He asked me to say thanks for everything on his behalf. Mm-hmm. As you know, his father died yesterday afternoon, and Li Feng dropped off the flowers this morning on his way to the funeral home.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah. Your volunteer Fred was with him. They said they were going to make the arrangements together. I thought that was a little strange, but I didn't feel it was my place to say anything, so I waited to mention it to you.
Oh, you did the right thing, June. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, Fred. It's Isabel.
Oh, hi, Isabel.
I know we're supposed to meet next week, but I really need to see you as soon as possible. Are you available this afternoon?
Actually, I had plans, but I think I can probably rearrange my schedule and be there, say, for 4 o'clock.
Perfect. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Fred. This is Gisèle Pilon, our program manager. I've asked her to join us.
Okay.
So, Fred, I heard that you accompanied Mr. Kwan this morning to the funeral home to help with his father's funeral arrangements.
Yeah, it was because we
Please hold on, Fred. Let me finish. It's become clear to me that you're not willing to follow the instructions of this institution and that you're not able to understand what you've done wrong. Clearly, there's a pattern here, and you've shown no effort to change it.
But Isabel, I came to...
Fred, I want to thank you sincerely for all the good things you've done for our patients and their families for the past 6 months. Unfortunately, you give me no choice but to relieve you from your volunteer duties, effective immediately.
That's unbelievable.
You will have to give me your identification card and your smock, please.
Here is your smock and my ID card.
And both you and I will have to sign this letter here.
You know what, Isabel? It's really too bad that you didn't see the good that I did for these people. But you know what? It's your loss.